Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is Friday, so we'll see if you have any situations going on that we need to help you out with tonight. But we'll first clear the date, which is 7/17/2015. So here we go. So we'll clear everything at once here, and this is what you could do on either your natal clearing or maybe even the alien keywords, if this seems to resonate with you. Maybe you woke up and you thought, boy, something's lurking over the top of me here, or I don't feel I'm going to be feeling funky today, or I don't feel quite right. And you look at the date and you go, oh, yeah, 2 years ago is when I got married. No, I'm just joking. So here we go. Let's clear that energy from you. So here we go. Or that awful divorce, that might be better. Maybe they're not jokes to anybody anymore. I don't know. So here we go. Let's clear the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And think of that emotional trauma situation. Maybe you got pain. Maybe, you know, something happened to you where you got an owie. And you go, oh, man, I'm glad I'm on the Friday night show. Ron's going to help me out here. So here we go. Let's clear the energy. So 1, think of it now, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that feels pretty good. So let's do another one here. And let's just do one for what happened to you. Let's do it 10 years ago, okay? So 10 years ago today, you probably don't remember what it was, but she had one of those special occasions. And we're going to clear that energy away. And just kind of be open to this here, because you don't know how you're going to be affected by it. Maybe you could have been haunted by this for 10 years, and you might feel relief. Maybe you had a pain in the neck for 10 years, and I do this clearing, and it's gone from you. You never know. So here we go. Clearing this energy from 10 years ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, well, tonight's our paranormal program. And we'll see if we have any paranormal questions or anything. Maybe people commented on the woman's giving birth and stuff last Wednesday. So if you wanted to comment and you haven't, I'll turn it over to Ann here, and she'll tell you how to connect with us so we can maybe read it on the air, because all these things are wonderful. So, Ann, are you out there?
I sure am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. First of all, I want to say thank you for clearing the date, Ron, because it's an anniversary for me today of something that happened in the past that I haven't thought about in ages. And it kept coming up for me today, so I really appreciate you clearing that. And as you mentioned, we have traditionally made Friday night. We do have some comments about Wednesday's show, which I look forward to getting to. And yes, please send in any more that you might have about the pregnancy and birth clearings Ron did. But the first email I want to read, Ron, is about this show, our paranormal show on Friday night. And it says, hello, Ron Ametron. I heard your show for the first time last Friday. A friend recommended you to be a very powerful healer. I was surprised that you talked so much about aliens. Are we really supposed to believe that there are aliens everywhere and they are cloning us? My friend said Friday is the show you emphasize paranormal, so I will give you another listen another time. So do you have anything to comment about that, Ron?
Well, yeah. The first thing, if you're a newbie listening, or like the person who mentioned that, look up in the clouds and look for the ship clouds. Those are the alien ships. They're all flat-bottom clouds normally. And the old days, you didn't see too many of them, you know. And you can verify that by going to an old movie made probably in the middle 50s or so, you know. The old black and white movies, you know, like if you looked up, you know, the old things like the Roy Rogers Show, possibly. Geez, I don't know what else is out there, you know, that showed outdoor things. But we did have a lot of, you know, Western movies back then, and they would show clouds, and they'll be the round puppy clouds like cotton balls. You look up now, and you're going to be seeing clouds that are flat bottom. In fact, if you really want to know what's there, ask some young children to draw a picture of a cloud. And lo and behold, I'm sure it's going to be a flat bottom cloud because that's what they see. So, yeah, that's what we're dealing with. So they're up there on those clouds. They're at ground level, too. Another way to look at this is to, or to verify it, is to look at anything that had some kind of devastation, a tornado, hurricane, bombs going off, you know, in the Middle East or whatever, the Vietnam War. You know, if they have any footage like that, and you see destruction from the ground, and then they show, you know, the debris coming up, you will see alien faces in that because they're at ground level. So, and they're big. You know, so start doing your, you know, play, pause, play, pause, play, pause, and you'll see them form before your eyes. So that's where they are. Are they around us? Yeah. Do they probably walk through you? Yes. They're everywhere. So, and the thing, are they calling you? Well, to look at all the movies. They always bring movies out to educate us, to let us know what they're doing to us or what they're going to be doing. So if you see some of those old sci-fi movies, maybe 10, 20 years ago, and you look at it, and maybe back then you saw it, and you go, wow. And now you look at it, and you go, yeah, that could be a really good possibility, you know, because they are moving you forward in your own consciousness. I'm not saying that your vibration is changing, okay? I'm just saying that you're having more awareness, probably because of the Internet and people talking about things, and now all of a sudden you realize that, yeah, wow, this is going on here. So that's the whole thing. So, yeah, is there aliens here? Yeah. Are they abducting us? Yeah. Every 10 minutes. And everything else is going on, so that's where you want to do timeline crashes. And do those free clearings on the website. So, if you have any more questions, I'd be very happy to answer them for you. So, here we go. I'll give you back over to Ann here. So, there you go, Ann. It's all yours.
Thank you. Well, I really appreciate that person writing in because I understand, you know, the first time somebody hears you, they might be, you know, kind of weirded out or surprised. So, and we do try on many shows, not all shows, but on many shows to kind of start at the beginning, as you kind of did in your explanation there, Ron, like who we are, what we're talking about, why, you know, but I guess, you know, you could possibly show up on a show and, you know, be a little thrown because we're kind of, would seem like we're starting in the middle or like everybody else understands this, but I'm new, so I don't get it yet. So I appreciate that person writing in very much, so thank you. And that was a great explanation, Ron. Okay, so we do have some comments, like three or four comments about Wednesday's show where you cleared different, well, female, but you brought in and did some healings for men as well. So the first one is, thank you for the birth and pregnancy clearings you did on Wednesday. I felt them profoundly, and they brought up a lot of emotions. Thank you for the clarity that I have more healings to do. So you do always say that, Ron, if anything you do on these radio shows brings up something emotional for you, you do need to do more clearings.
Yes, you don't know.
Issues.
Yep, that's good, yeah, because it could have. Normally, if you people think they only have one issue or a one-time occurrence. So, you know, if you do get triggered, you know, it could be from your genetic past life. It could be from this life, one situation that you had that's haunting you. But you need to go deeper because it already raised its head up, you know. And, you know, you definitely want to, you know, get rid of it so you can, you know, have a better life. But the whole thing is that what you believe is happening to you is real for you, okay? And there could be things that are real going on that might be holding you back from doing what you would really like to do. So, you know, somebody could have told you something about their own belief system that, you know, maybe they didn't like to eat, s'mores, you know. I think we've all had s'mores, so they hated them, and they told you, man, they're awful-tasting, they're yucky. And there's probably some listeners who may agree with that. But, if you had a s'more, you may say, where'd this person come from, you know? The reality of this thing is bad. It tastes kind of good, especially on a cold night going out camping, you know. So I'm not promoting that at all. But, you know, you don't want to believe completely, you know, someone else's belief system, you know, because you're not expressing who you are by doing so. And that's kind of what I'm talking about. Because you could be holding a pattern in you that got triggered. That's something that you really would like to do, but maybe at the age of 10, your school teacher said you can't do this, and you believe them. And now you're wondering, because maybe, you know, you're 15, you're saying, you know, I might want to do something that they said I couldn't do, and I'm afraid to do it because it's something bad. And then all of a sudden, you start doing it, and you go, man, you know, that person really was kind of, you know, maybe a jerk or something, because I enjoy doing this. Where do they come from? Yeah, but their reason was valid. But it's not your reason. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And, you know, you reminded me again when you were talking about things that trigger us. I meant to finish my point about the date. And so it's an anniversary of something sad in my life. And today I found myself being emotional about something that I would normally not be. And I'm pretty cleared out. So I think that somehow that date must need to be cleared for me more, because that's one of those things that kind of reached out and grabbed me. And it's something I wasn't as aware of, I guess, that I should have. Like, I guess I would say, like what you say, oh, well, that's a blessing that I got a little upset about something today, because that means I have more clearing to do. But I might have been being tripped up by the fact that it's that anniversary.
Yeah, the anniversary date or something can be very, very, very strong. That's why I think I picked 10 years. So I think maybe the 10-year increments are a very strong energy as they get recycled. Plus, you're probably on that timeline, too, of that. So you want to get off that timeline back then, and then also you want to get off the timeline that you're experiencing today. Or if anybody else has a clearing and they go, wow, yeah, that helped me today. I feel like I'm done with it. Well, you want to go through and see the timeline of when that occurrence happened. Because remember, if you don't bring it forward, and it could be dormant in you, which could be good, as long as it's not affecting you too bad. But if it recycles, then you want to go out and get that root out of there, you know, dig out the weeds and go back to those initial timelines and get rid of that stuff so you can, you know, feel better and live longer if you want to do that. So back
right.
to you.
Yeah, it's the same as the listener saying that the pregnancy and miscarriage and whatever clearings brought up emotion for that person. Well, maybe could we do some other clearings of maybe 717 in other years, Ron?
Yeah, okay,
like maybe
so,
5 years ago or 10 years ago or something?
Yeah, we'll go back 5 years. Then we'll go back 20 years to see if there's something there. So 5 years ago. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You're releasing that energy. And this is energy inside of you. So it's not on timelines, even though you could have lived them. It's still inside of you. So now we'll go back 20 years. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll go back 30 years if it's that old of a pattern. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear if anybody felt things releasing. I think it was the 20-year one that I felt something remove, and even though, you know, none of those hit the actual date, but there would have been different years that I got still, you know, upset about the date. Anyway, so you know, thank you. You definitely cleared stuff for me. So we have a question here. Hi, Ron, may we have a sample clearing for miscarriages? I'm not sure if you actually did that on Wednesday or not, but someone's asking if you could have it do a sample for that.
Okay, I'll do the sample, but, you know, if you're listening, I would strongly recommend to do that, the woman's clearing. I know it's on the left-hand side of the website, maybe near the bottom or something. I don't know the exact name, but you probably want to do that because, you know, one clearing is not going to fix you. I'm kind of reluctant of even doing it because if you don't have the $50 for the clearing, you could be maybe a little more trauma than you'd want to be. In fact, I'm not going to do that because of that.
Okay.
So, you know, it wouldn't be fair to you. So,
got it.
You know, get that clearing because that clearing goes all different directions for abortions, miscarriages, and different things like that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, so thank you, Ron. Yeah, because these things are deep. And we have one more comment about, birth clearings. Thank you for the birth healings show. I do not have any children in this life, and the show answered a lot of questions for me.
Great.
Right. Yeah, I can understand that. Okay, somebody is writing in, and they live in a state where they're having a lot of rain right now, and their home has water damage, and they've had problems with builders and, you know, doing the wrong thing. Now they're told that they have asbestos in their house, so there's a lot going on. They're running their clearings all the time. But the question is there a clearing I can do to protect myself and my home? Let me see. I've done the 4-in-1 clearing. And anyway, she's done a lot of clearings, and she keeps running her healings. And what would you suggest, Ron, that she add to clear this? And she's very worried that she and her friends may have been exposed to the asbestos.
Okay. Well, you first, so she has asbestos in her house. So I think asbestos, isn't that normally outside of the walls, you know, the old days, I think? I thought they had like asbestos-type shingles or something, you know, on the outside.
Well, it's a fireproofing thing, so it's possible, because she's mentioning her basement, that maybe it was in the walls in the basement or something. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You know, not being a carpenter, I don't have that much knowledge. I think if you're in contact with it, and if it was sealed up, you're probably okay.
Right.
So, you know, now what you may want to do, since that's bothering you, and you're worrying about it, that means that you're now on timelines with it. So you got re-alerted from the timeline. So definitely do some timeline clearings, because that's needed. And do timelines of having asbestos. It's not that you're not going to get asbestos. You already are, in a sense, confirming that you may possibly have it. So look at it as, yeah, you are on a timeline of having asbestos. And clear that timeline out then. And then from there, you may start to feel better, but, you know, do a lot of timeline crashes on it. And it sounds like, I don't know, if you have that, you're probably going to have your house, renovated, you know, and that will be left standing in different places. It will just be the framing. So now you have a brand new makeover for your house. Unfortunately, may be costly, but... aside from that, your house will be renewed again for you. And that can get rid of a lot of, bad energy if your house is pretty old. I don't know. But anyway, In fact, the sheetrock on buildings do carry the energy of the people in there for some reason. It's kind of weird, but that's what I have found in the past. So just because you paint a wall doesn't take away the energy that's in that room where you put paneling up over the wall. That sheetrock does somehow collect the emotions, we'll just use that, maybe the fear, anger, and everything else in there that is in the house. So that's another idea for people. So anyway, back to you.
I'm not sure if she mentioned the space clearing, but that would probably be good as well, wouldn't it, Ron?
Yeah, but if they're taking the stuff away, the asbestos away, it sounds like they're tearing walls down to take it out. That's what I would assume, since they found it. So the space is actually going to be probably cleared once it's released.
Right, right.
If it's out of there, then it's no longer there.
Right.
Do a few timeline crashes or space clearing just to make sure that there's no entities, we'll say, lurking that's not a human or something that likes the asbestos. But other than that, once it's released and removed, then you already did the clearing. It's gone.
Right.
So back to you.
Okay. So I'm realizing, too, at looking at this email, that really the listener is asking for how to protect themselves, like as if maybe there's some kind of shield around the house, but we don't, that she could put around the house, but we don't really have something like that, right, Ron?
No, maybe your auric field protection could possibly work.
Could you put your house in the auric protection?
Well, it'd probably be more on you.
Right.
You want to do it for you more than the house. If somebody else has any information, maybe they had something going on similar, or maybe they felt their health was under attack or something, but it doesn't sound like it. I would just do what I do, and that's on, I believe, the alien attack page, eliminating alien attack. I don't know what option it would be, but I think it's on that page where you could do an aura protection for yourself.
Right, and I wonder if... since there seems to be a lot of rain in their part of the country, if the environmental imbalance and the gray skies clearing would be helpful as well.
Yeah, it feels like you're probably already doing that, I think.
Right.
If not, okay, so if not, I would do it, but and also, look at the situation as maybe a gift, see what else, is going on, and the house is probably a part of you, energy-wise. And so what does that kind of mean to you, in a sense? So what are you clearing out of yourself? Or how does the house affect you, or how do you affect the house? It feels pretty good, but more devastating.
Right.
As you're finding more and more problems. That's the bad part, okay? So back to you.
Yeah. Okay, well, this listener is writing in now and thanking you, Ron, for answering the questions. And so I guess what basically, because I was kind of editing out her email, the contractors disturbed the asbestos that was already in the house because it's an older home and it's in the drywall. So anyway, hopefully that's going to go away with the timeline crashes. So thank you. And another listener wrote in to just to be helpful, and, thank you very much. The female healings are on the left side of the website, and the actual name is Abortion, Miscarriage, and Stillbirth Clearing. And the text on the page is, when a woman becomes pregnant, it is her spirit that is responsible for the growing fetus. The spirit of the fetus will come and go during the pregnancy and does not reside permanently with the growing baby. Some spirits, upon viewing their potential body and seeing the densities of DNA and the alien blood codes being passed from the mother, decide they do not want to incarnate. These fetuses are those that are miscarried, aborted, or grow to term but are stillbirths. The following clearing addresses the many emotional issues surrounding these events for the woman and the other people involved. It is a lengthy clearing that must be done in one session. You may pause the clearing at any point or to take a break or shower, and you may redo any section where you feel you need more energy cleared. So there you go, Ron. That's what you wrote a long time ago when you put that healing up.
Great. Good for reading that. Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you very much, listener who sent that in. I could have gone there and done that myself, but thank you. That's really helpful for us. Okay, so here's a question, Ron, about the deceased loved one's clearing. And this is a great question. What I'm gathering is, well, first of all, the deceased loved one clearing, you do when someone close to you passes away and you want to do it fairly quickly, and that, is that the one that, no, yes, that's the one that will bring their, help the light beings find that person's spirit so that it can go into quarantine on Creation Lightship. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, that is 100% correct, yeah. And it,
okay.
And then, you know, a week to 2 weeks, after you hear about the death of the person. So the emotional one could be done any time. But if you're suffering from the emotions of somebody leaving, it's probably because the emotional body came into you and is mourning through you. And you're feeling upset because they're giving you all the thoughts and ideas. Remember, these are entities. So they're giving you everything that maybe information about, you know, you should have went on this hike with them, or you should have went to the ball game or whatever, you know, and that, you know, maybe is one of those yearly events. We'll say that they have, maybe you're a sports fan, you know, and, you know, they wanted you to go see this one particular group play, and you said, no, I don't want to do that, and they left, and all of a sudden now it's coming around this year, or it's already passed, and an entity comes in to you and go, you know, I wish you could have went with me to that, you know, this is our last time that we would have had this opportunity, and you're feeling all sad now because whenever you hear that name of that particular energy, you go, oh, man, you know, I wanted to see them, and I hear their name now, and I think of poor Sally or Ralph or whoever, and now I'm in sadness. Well, it's because that entity came into you. So that's what you want to do, is get rid of it. They'll haunt you forever.
Right, and that's the deceased loved one's emotional body clearing, right? So the two different clearings?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so here's what this person is asking. I mean, thank you, Ron, because I wanted to clarify all that for everybody. Do I need to clear twice for my husband and myself? So I gather that means someone close to both of the people in this couple has passed away.
Well, all you need to clear is the person.
Right.
You don't need to clear yourself on it.
Right.
But just the person that is no longer here.
That's what I thought. I understand that question, but I, you know, because I think you do put your own name into it, if I'm correct about that. So that's probably where that confusion comes in, and I understand why.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, we're getting things in while we're on the air here, and thank you very much, listeners. We appreciate that. Sorry, my computer's going slowly here. Just that same woman is writing in thanking us again, the lady with the rain, the asbestos. Okay, someone wrote in, I keep having synchronicities that cause me to see words, numbers, and bad events. Can you look into who or what is causing this?
Well, when I first was hearing you say that, instantly I thought that there's somebody out there that's your handler. So I don't know how to address that. So there's something out there that could be in the invisible realm, an alien, that's keeping tabs on you, possibly. So that would be your handler. Now, I just don't know what clearing to do to release that alien energy from you. You know, the alien attack phase could help.
There is a section of that, Ron, that says aliens attacking through humans.
Yeah, and as I say, it could be that, too. It could be somebody that you see every day or once a week. and that alien steps into that body, the shapeshifter, that's what we call them, and they start pushing buttons, and you're responding to them. That's a possibility. But I would say that it would be a handler of yours, somebody who's handling you, so, which means somebody's keeping tabs on you, wanting you to do different things, tries, you know, to like they're trying to drive your vehicle, you, through either telling you to do things a certain way, like a school teacher, or doing something energetically to you. But that's kind of what I pick up. And, you know, it's maybe a little more difficult to see an invisible alien, you know, to say, oh, stop that, I'm going to do a clearing on you and get you out of my life. But if you do have somebody that you suspect now, as I'm telling you this, then you want to do a clearing on them and probably get on the alien attack page and clear that out, because you can put their name in, and it could help that person who's physical here. And then also may want to go on the other clearing, the Curse of Texas spell clearing. If you start having bad events happening to you all the time, it would probably be from them, and you can also put your name in there. So back to you.
Wow, thank you, Ron. Is there any way that we could do a sample of, you know, a part of the curses, hexes, and spell clearing on the radio show? Like maybe remove one curse we might have on us or something?
Oh, boy, that's, again, it could open up a ball of wax, you know, at, you know, Pandora's box. Well, I don't know. We'll see what comments we get from people. I just don't want to cause anybody any harm by releasing one thing. And, you know, they may want to go on and do the whole clearing, you know, and do it, you know, maybe a whole bunch of times.
Right.
So, it's just, you know, the other clearings I can, you know, okay, but these are major clearings. Very, very, very heavy duty. A lot of energy there.
Right.
And you don't want to have any backlash, you know, just by doing, you know, one clearing, because it'll take more than one clearing. It could take 100 to get the stuff off of you. So just doing one, I don't want to wake him up, you know.
Right. Is the curses, hexes, and spells a good one, Ron, if you have a situation where you just, you know, you can't really figure out what's going wrong for you? Is that kind of a good catch-all?
Yeah. Yes. And then also look and kind of see if possibly it's related to some person, you know.
Right.
You know, maybe like I kind of mentioned at times, you had a job, a good job, and you quit your job because you wanted to get a better job, or somebody was going to hire you, and then somebody at your old job, your old boss, the people you worked with, you know, got out their book and did their chance and everything else, and now you can't get a job. That all fell through, and they don't like you now because maybe their workload is heavier because you were doing all the work as an excellent employee, and they're also saying that this is a bad employee, and the person has it on their psychic billboard, so you may want to clear that up. But, yeah, that's how it works. You know, some people will become, in a sense, jealous of you, and they don't like what you're doing, and they do these attacks on you. So that's kind of what goes on. That's why you want to keep on that, want to get rid of those energy pools. But, yeah, if you do have stuff going on in your life, we do have the barcode for that, too, the it's that reoccurring event, something like that, the barcode clearing. And these are for things that keep recycling in your life, so that could be that also. But everybody has their own type of issues, so just see if it happens to do with people. You know, maybe you were fine until something happened in your life, and it's kind of related to what you're trying to do now, and just doesn't work out for you. Somebody may be doing, you know, some black magic on you or something, or white magic, or any kind of magic. So that's the way that works.
Or wishes or prayers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those things.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, sometimes it's the people that think, you know, they mean you well, or, you know, are doing the worst damage by praying for you and stuff.
Yeah, Yep, and you're the focal point to the aliens.
Right.
Otherwise, they just may leave you alone. But they go, this person has a problem. We got to get on that bandwagon. Let's create some more timelines.
um, So, Ron, I was thinking, because we haven't done many samples this evening, you did the emotional body at the beginning, you did a sample. I was wondering if we could perhaps have a sample of the feeling and the sensory bodies.
Okay. They are different. So think of an issue that deals with feelings or how you perceive energies, how you sample energies, how you sense energies. So that's a different body. So feeling body, so think of something that, happened. You might just think maybe when you walked into a store and you couldn't get out of there quick enough because your feeling body was jumping up and down wanting to leave, so you left. So think of that incident, and I'll clear that body because you awakened something by having that body get activated, and you want to clear that out. So here we go, and we do have these as lifetime clearings. So feeling body, releasing the energy that you're thinking of. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, now we'll do sensory body. And this is similar, but it's a different body entirely. And they can work together, or once you get filled up, the other one can take over. That needs to, be the buffer so you don't get killed. So here we go. This energy for a sensory body, releasing that same situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. That felt good. Friday night, we often bring up movies, and somebody wrote in that they saw the trailer for the movie Inside Out. Yes, Inside Out. Have you seen that, Ron?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's animated. It's a children's movie. And so the listener saw the trailer and said it's cute, all right, except they show these characters who mind control the other characters. Interesting. I wonder if there are actual aliens who resemble these characters. We'll have to wait till you see the movie, Ron, and tell us. As I understand it, it's about a little girl and all of her different emotions that are inside of her take on form, and talk.
Oh, so it's put personalities, huh? There are different aliens coming through our timeline, maybe, huh?
Kind of, I guess. We'll have to see it and find out, or maybe if someone has seen it, they can let us know. But it sounds a little... It sounds like it could be interesting, and helpful, so that you can kind of say, "Oh, all these things talking, I don't need to listen, just because they're there." I mean, maybe it's a good message. I don't know.
Yeah. Another good movie is that number 9 movie. That's that animated cartoon one too, where this alien creature, we'll call it spider-looking thing, starts taking out the spirits out of these little puppets. So you may want to look at that. That's really good because it shows you what the aliens are actually doing to steal your soul. So that's a good movie for that. So
yeah, right back to our first question of the night, Ron. Do we really have aliens here?
Yep.
Okay, were you going to say something else?
No, go ahead.
Okay. We have some questions, a question about ascension. After ascension, do our bodies possess the same age and health condition as before ascension? For example, does a 60-year-old man retain his original physical looks and health condition, or is there some way to make it younger and fitter, like to be a 20- or 30-year-old?
Okay, yeah, that's your choice. So at ascension, if you take your body with and you choose to have your spirit re-energize your physical body, then it will be probably the best results that you have had in this lifetime. So you do have a choice as you energize the body. So you probably will not, create an old, decrepit body. It'll be one that can sustain life and live for a long time. And it could probably actually live forever. So back to you.
That's wonderful, Ron. And can you just explain how it is that we want to ascend with our bodies? You have talked about that before, but I think a lot of different spiritual practices teach, oh, the body doesn't matter, and, you know, the spirit's all that matters, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, your spirit's trapped here, and the body is trapped here through genetics after it gets created. So if nobody created any bodies, then there wouldn't be any bodies here to do the ascension. So, but the spirit could be here. The next thing to look at is, why do you want to take your body with you? So for me, that's, you know, I look at it as your body, each time it's created, it has the past of your ancestors in it, or your parents, just making it real simple. So your body has been here for a long time. And if you, you know, look at how long life has been here, human life, you probably are actually in both of those bodies anyway. And so your body struggles here to keep your spirit in your holy temple here of the body itself. So your body, most people don't really care about the body too much. You know, the mind controls the body. And but the body has suffered and suffered and suffered here and going through pain and emotional stuff forever. So for me, you know, why not give your body, you know, the ascension gift to get out of here? Because it's been here for a long time, and it's basically kind of worn out. And this is the last time. This is it. There will not be another Earth planet created after ascension at this moment, because the aliens are here. Give it to the aliens, and maybe something might change. But what we know now is the Earth here in our dimension, where it's located, we'll say, its coordinates, it's not going to be here. It wasn't going to be here when Jesus died either, but the Earth Spirit decided to recreate the planet because people did not get it or ascend. So, you know, they said, well, people will get it, you know, in 2,000 years. The teachings are here. It's real simple. Clean out your body, you can leave here. And so that's the basic teachings of Jesus, and the process is that people are not doing that. So the Earth Spirit, in a sense, gave of itself and got destroyed. Most of it, you know, got taken by the darkness, and so it's no longer, it's in quarantine. I think it's, you know, like 27%. All the rest of it is in the Beyondo, probably on, you know, being used to create cloned Earth planets or something. That you go to, that's your timelines, and so, you know, they're using, and you know, that energy. But the whole thing is, you know, why do you want to save your body? Well, you know, don't you have compassion for people, humanity? You know, look at everybody around you. Everybody would help somebody if they needed help, but why don't you help your own body? So remember, you're it. So that's the whole thing. So it's, to me, very kind of sad why people would not talk about their body and why they wouldn't want it to ascend. I mean, you know, that must be the darkness talking through them to give false teachings. So back to you.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, that person has still another question, but a listener wrote in, I have cleared my alien handler and put in the name of the person, because they figured out who it was, on the psychic billboard, and that handler then stopped using her.
Oh, what?
And this can be used for kids who are being bullied. That's a great idea. And the other one is the recurrent, they're letting you know, the recurrent event problematic situation barcode removal. That's such a mouthful. Thank you, listener.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah.
That psychic billboard clearing is so powerful.
Yeah, and if you're a newbie listening, what I recommend doing if you're stuck, the psychic billboard is for you to change where you are now and take baby steps into a new reality for yourself, okay? And so when you enter where you are now and where you want to go to, you just put down something that's not too far out of line for you, okay? And then you watch how people are responding around you because they're seeing you with your new reality. And then you change it. So every couple of days, you're probably going to put something else in. And, you know, they're going to see you as a different person rather than who you used to be. So it's mainly also for people who maybe are trying to get a job, and the person that they're going to for the interview, they don't know who you are. All they have is what you wrote on the piece of paper. So if you go in there and your old boss put that you're a really bad employee and that you stole money, and you're trying to become, get a job where you're going to be a supervisor over people, they're going to read that on your psychic billboard, and that may not have ever happened, but your old boss didn't like you, and they're going to look at you and go, yeah, this person feels like a thief. I don't want to hire them. So that's why you want to change it, and it also works for other things too, but you want to take baby steps if you want to change your life so people can respond to you in that manner. And then if you are kind of stuck, then by all means do your creativity clearing. What's that clearing called? The one that we have for 3 months, I think it is, or 2 months?
Self-empowerment,
because that one has everything in there that is going to help you to become creative, okay, because you have to be creative. So the self-empowerment one, it will get you into a lot of issues as you read them, and it'll start releasing you out of those current affair events that you're carrying so that you can move forward. Otherwise, you could be suffocated in these issues. So it's a really, really nice Band-Aid clearing. It doesn't take the place of a whole lifetime clearing, but it can help you move forward right now in your life. That's why we have it up. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Somebody just wrote in, Ron, did we energize the light beings tonight? And I'm trying to recall.
Nope, we did not. Nope.
We forgot. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
Can we? Okay.
Yep, so here we go. Bring up your light beings. So they'll last longer tonight.
I have mine up, and yeah. I thought they feel energized, but I guess not. Okay.
Yeah, they're actually energized. Well, they started talking, but we'll give you a bonus. We'll have it on for an extra hour here. So,
thank you, Ron.
So the next hour, chip on the hour, then we'll just de-energize them. So here we go. Now, unless you have your own clearings up, and they'll stay energized. But if you're just listening to the program and wondering what's going on, here we go. So fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. So we're going to energize three light beams for you. And each light beam picture will have three light beams in it. So you're going to have 3 times 3, which is 9. 9 of them if you have 3 pictures up. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's feeling good. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. We can keep going tonight, right, until 5 after?
I believe so, yes. Uh-huh.
Great. Okay, so the same person that was asking the ascension questions wants to know, will there be a weight reduction clearing?
Oh, boy. You could probably go into the whole lifetime special clearing to do that. Weight reduction. So what I think you'd probably want to check on is, boy, I'm looking at this here. It's kind of love it out of your life scenario. So were you ever, I'm assuming that you maybe you want to release 50 pounds, okay? So at some point, maybe you're 50 pounds lighter. What made you gain the weight? Besides, maybe your thyroid or something not working right or whatever. But so what made you gain the weight? So you want to look at the cause that gave you this effect. So look back and see what's going on. Maybe that clearing, the self-empowerment clearing that we have up might be what you need to start losing weight. Maybe one of those issues there is one of your button pushers. you know. And maybe it's hard for you to turn down food, you know. So that's all that I can say on that. As far as putting the clearing up to lose weight, boy, I don't know if that would work for everybody. Okay, so I probably would not put that clearing up. But you got to figure out why you have the heavy weight, okay? What are you doing to bring that to you? And you might like being heavy. Maybe your body wants to be heavy for some reason. So you need to kind of look at that also. That's why I said do the self-empowerment clearing and just see what comes up there for you. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. Okay, somebody's writing in about having issues, and they're trying to or supposed to be receiving money, and this is what's been going on. The person sending the check said they sent it and it got returned to them 4 times in the past 2 weeks. The money's supposed to be arriving into this person's credit union and they're not receiving it. And, of course, this person's very frustrated and they'd like to know what the block is. So she's saying, is it a curse or a hex on me? Is it alien interference? Is it just clones, mishap? A lot of communication stuff going on. Or is it the ley line thing that we talked about on last Monday's show? Any thoughts on that, Ron?
Boy. I would say you're not on the right timeline. Or that's not on the right timeline. Bring that check into your timeline. So, it's fine of its own. We'll say it's on its own timeline and doesn't recognize you, and that timeline probably is not recognized as far as your address where you are, whatever, it gets returned, so it's not coming to you because you're not living there. So to do some timeline crashes, there are a lot of them, in fact. If it happened 4 times, that's a lot. So I would do a lot of them and crash each time it should have come to you. So it's not a different timeline. That's what I would say. And it's possible it could be on another timeline not even coming to you either. But it feels like it's on a timeline, and maybe they're reissuing the check, or they're trying to resend it, and it's still going into the wrong timeline. So that's what I would say it is. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody has a question about a movie, Alliance Connection. I'm not sure if they mean that's the title of the movie. I was watching a movie about Alliance, and I always feel that it's main group, and I am this alliance inside the movie. Do you know anything about that, Ron?
I haven't heard of that movie, no.
Me either. But it seems like it does possibly trigger something for this person, or even if it's not emotional, it might be mental. I know what they mean. Like they are feeling like, wow, I really get that. And it's like I'm inside of that movie. It's probably science fiction in some way.
Well, so maybe, you know, remember, this movie could have been made off planet. And it's possible maybe you were there also watching it as it was being made. So remember, they stopped time. And that's what happened. So when you watch movies, just know that possibly that movie and that movie set is real somewhere else, and it wasn't real on this planet. You know, this is getting kind of far-fetched, but I think that happens, you know? So, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe the person could write, well, or it's just obviously a movie we haven't seen, but maybe if they know the exact title, and if it is Alliance, then we'll have to look for that. Okay, so a listener sent in a link to either a story or a video, Ron, which I haven't seen, but they're asking if you have any intel on what caused this to happen in California. And the title is Wildfire Sweeps Across California Freeway, Burns Cars. Do you have any information on what would cause that to happen?
I don't. We don't have any info.
Okay. Okay. Something not good. I know that there, you know, that's been going on in places. Okay, somebody, wow. Okay, another video someone sent in about people who have had their DNA distorted and yet they're walking around. Okay, here's a question about clones, Ron. When clones disappear from their cars in parking lots, will they be replaced?
I would say probably they would be, yes. Uh-huh.
So they get...
Otherwise, the car would be abandoned. So I would think that more than likely they would be replaced and a new model of them would come in and or they got upgraded and the shell is the same. So, you know, it's hard to know what to or how to even pick them out. But, you know, the more you start watching, you might have more information about it. But, yeah, it's remember that the aliens can change your perspective, too, so you can think that they're not a clone. You know, so kind of always watch them and see. Because they're not going to really probably bring into your reality as you're looking at a car. Let's say looking at a convertible, okay, making it really obvious here. So you're looking at a convertible, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a person's sitting in it, and you're watching it, and a person's sitting in that convertible, and they start up and drive away. You know, how would you feel about that? They're not going to allow you to see that. You know, when you turn your head or something, the car could vanish. That could happen. But I don't think they're going to really show you, you know, a person being dropped into the car. But they do drop cars in with people in them when you're driving and one pops in next to you and you wonder how it got there. I can normally assume that it's your fault because you weren't paying attention. That's what most people would think, especially if you got into an accident and it was their fault, but, you know, it looked like it was your fault because, you know, maybe you're doing a left-hand turn or something, you know, and you're doing a lane change and they weren't there and then you hit them and naturally, you know, when that happens, they're going to say, well, you did a illegal lane change here. There's a car next to you and they ran into you and you caused it. And you go, well, yeah, but the car wasn't there. So, yeah, things like that do happen. But I don't think they're going to allow you to see that much of what they're doing. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. We have a very nice testimonial sent in just now from a listener about losing weight. I think the more you do healings, the more you will lose weight and you will become younger and more beautiful. In my case, other people have told me so. However, the spirit fetus infusion might work for that too, combined with other healings. Maybe somebody has a fat and very hungry entity inside of them that makes them eat more than they need to.
Ah, the potato chip entity. Oh, yeah.
So that's really helpful, listener. Thank you so much for sending that in.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Entities could cause your situation. Well, basically, I guess the word could. Entities will cause that if you have them.
Mm-hmm.
They're in you to, you know, so if you're having a weight problem, you're very possibly, you know, you're eating more than you should. And maybe they don't come in until you walk through that grocery store and, you know, they somehow direct you down the, you know, that favorite aisle. You know, because they want to watch TV at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you're up And they do want to have their snack, and they're looking out of your eyes, enjoying what you're eating at 1 o'clock in the morning, and you wonder, too, why can't I get a little sleep at night, you know? And then you get tired about 3 after the movie ends, and you had your 5 bags of potato chips and your everything else and your dip, and you felt fulfilled, and you wake up the next morning, and you go, gee, I ate all that last night? And that's what happens.
Yeah.
I think it's that time. It looks like it's time to close. So
it is.
Yep. So thank you, everybody. And the light bean will be up for an hour for you, the light beans. And let's do the Mind to Heart trial if you do all the programs. This you should be doing yourself daily all the time. Very simple. This can take the place of your meditation. So you can be functional, walking around and doing this whenever you choose to. Only takes like 15 seconds. So everybody has 15 seconds. And you're going to be at peace. So here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud to do this. If you don't do it out loud, it's not going to work. It'll work with the light of the darkness, though. And people do that all the time. But here we go. I'm going to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart, and it'll make you peaceful. Get it out of time. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies. Bye, everyone.